And by the way, in partnership with the Mount Pleasant Convention and Visitors Bureau, again, gogreat.com, the right place to go. Note here, nearby, a tornado warning for Genesee County until 2 p.m., 23 minutes left. And apparently we don't have to activate the tornado warning alarm, but we just want to not alarm you, but let you know that there is a tornado warning for Genesee County until 2 this afternoon. Marie Osborne is checking in with us while we are on the road again, and happy to be here at this wonderful event. And in a moment, we'll be speaking with the guy who brought this event to us, Jim Fitterling, the current chair, chief executive officer of Dow, who's going to become the executive chair of Dow's board on July 1st. Right now, Marie Osborne is here. And Marie, I would read the wonderful intro you gave me, except on my phone it says, please sign in to your Microsoft 360, which it does all the time because they apparently aren't aware of us doing an actual live radio show. So I can't sign in while I'm doing what I'm doing right now. So you're just going to have to tell me what your fabulous is. Marie?
So, Paul, yeah, you're dropping out on me there. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, all right. That's interesting.
Well, let us continue. So, along with the growl of the V8 engine, one of the signature sounds to emerge from the Motor City was Motown music. And today, we begin a celebration of America 250 with a look at how Michigan contributed to the economic, industrial, and cultural fabric of our country. And there may be nothing more beloved in our local history here in Michigan than Motown music.
The sound was unmistakable. It was the early 90s, and the sound was coming from a small house on West Grand Boulevard. Above the door, a hand-painted sign that read Hitsville, USA. Motown wasn't just a recording label, it was a movement, a sound, a feeling. At the center of it all was a young Berry Gordy. Gordy had a vision to take the raw, electric talent of Detroit and shape it into music that could cross every boundary, race, class, geography, and land straight in the heart. What
you want? From the very first day of Motown, there were five people there. It was Berry Gordy who started Motown. He said, I'm going to start my own record company. We are not just going to make black music. We're going to make music for the world.
Berry Gordy Jr. began working at a Lincoln Mercury plant in 1955, but at heart, he wanted to write music. Motown was born. Unlike most record companies, Motown was almost completely self-sufficient. It had its own in-house songwriters, backup musicians, recording studios, producers, everything else that you'd need to cut a record. He even patterned the way the company operated by what he learned in the auto plant, like setting up an office of quality control where every lyric, beat, and inside Hitville, Studio A, the Supremes, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Martha and the Vandellas didn't just record songs, they built an entire cultural soundtrack. And behind them, the legendary house band, the Funk Brothers, who laid down those signature tight grooves. Remarkably, many of those legendary stars lived right in the neighborhood near Hitsville. In interviews, Smokey Robinson recalled Diana Ross lived down the street, Aretha Franklin lived around the corner, the Four Tops lived two blocks over, the Temptations were four blocks away.
And that's how it was. And people think it's mythical because it couldn't be like that, but it did. You knew that when you got back to Detroit, if you wanted to see everybody, all you had to do was go to Hitsville because everybody's going to be there. And that's where we hung out all day, all night. We were family.
Music historians say Detroit was the heartbeat, the assembly line was the rhythm, and the neighborhoods taught the harmony. The city's grit and hope shaped every note. Motown became the soundtrack of the civil rights era, offering a voice of optimism when the world desperately needed one. A sound born in a tiny house that grew into a cultural giant. Work hard, dream big. America 250, Michigan made. And
Excellent job, Marie. Excellent job. And now this was the first of your special reports on America 250, Michigan made. Where can we hear these throughout this period of time?
We're going to be posting these on our website today, starting today at WJR.com. And, of course, The Great Voice, we have them there as well. So you'll be able to hear all of them as they become produced. And, again, a lot of this is going to focus on our huge contribution here in Michigan to our history, American history.
Well done, Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, as we continue in focus at 1:42.